नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरोमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनास्थितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतिदानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So, wish to welcome all of you, our special guests and all the special youth that has gathered in a temple on December 31st. Usually, December 31st is a day when you loosen out. You go to some parties, celebrations, events, concerts, and people spend so much money. Today, they just shell out all the money. And today also we are going to have hopefully a gala time, but without any fees. Hope there was no fees collected, just a registration. And this very particular topic we chose is a very important topic. But before this, I wanted to just speak something about the year end that we are all. Today is a weekend, a month end, and also a year end. And this particular December 31st, people consider it to be like a life-changing event, as if their life is going to change. But tomorrow morning you get up, whatever time, it's the same college, same place, same hurdles that are there. But somehow, the celebration is of such hype that it seems to be some kind of life-changing event. Once at a New Year party, a techno geek, all of us, some of you may be heavily into technology, always trying to find out what's coming next. So this techno geek was talking to his friend, and he was telling, you know, what are some of the inventions that are going to come in the coming year. Coming year is 2017, and Apple, Samsung, Google, everybody is putting up some products. So he, the other friend, he asked him, okay, what are the inventions that are going to come? Said, next year a device is going to come that will convert people's thoughts into words. Now this, the other friend, half drunk, he said that that's not a new discovery. It's one of the oldest discoveries of mankind. That's called as alcohol. So even one of my friends was telling me that if you want to make your seniors speak out all the secrets of their exam cracking, you need to take them for a party. And once the alcohol gets in under the influence, then those thoughts become words. So I am also trying to put my thoughts into words here, but not under the influence of any liquids, but only under the influence of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the teachings that I got from the Prerna festivals that I used to attend since 2002. The first Prerna that I attended was the third Prerna that was given by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. That time this hall was under repair, so it happened below, and the topic was power of love. And amazing talk, amazing stories that Maharaj had narrated. And although my usual position is right where all of you are sitting, just I have introduced maybe many number of times the speakers, but looks like some karma came back to me. Instead of me introducing, I had to be introduced today. And although a shadow, sometimes shadows are also used to convey powerful message. And today we wanted to have some kind of shadow play, but maybe some other time. So, after this, something about the ear, as I was speaking. Have you any time wondered, why is the 12th month of the year known as December? How many of you have studied some maths? Some maths. Not all the maths, but some maths. Now decimal means what? 10 or 12? 10. So why is a 12th month named as December? In Hindi also we call thus. And interestingly, November is the 11th month, but it is, the name represents as Nava. Nava means 9. October is supposed to be 8th month, but it is 10th. Looks like, although we studied so much maths year after year, we never had a question about maths of the year. And I did some research that why is this so? And happens to be that December was not the month end, year end. It was February end. In India also, most of the New Year start in March. March, April, that is the time Gudi Padwa is there, Ugadi is there. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it is Gaur Purnima is there. So March was supposed to be the beginning of the year. And that makes January as the 11th month. And December as the 10th month. And November as the 9th, October as the 8th. So who changed this? Who was that guy who changed this? So there was this Roman king known as Caesar, Julius Caesar. And he wanted to readjust the dates because February was considered to be a very inauspicious month. I don't know if Valentine's Day existed then, but February was considered to be an inauspicious month, and that time you are supposed to do a lot of sacrifices, a lot of purification activities. And this king thought, that's not a good way to end a new year, start a new year by doing so much austerities. I think we should shift it to December, 2 months back. And not just that, he also named one of the months after him. July is after Julius Caesar. And that's fine. But the next king that came after Julius Caesar, he thought, I am also great. Why should only Julius' name should be in the calendar, July? So he changed the next month after his name. His name was Augustus. and he changed the name to August. So, fortunately, no other kings dared to change the dates, otherwise we'd have all different names. And January, the reason why January was selected to be the start of the year was because each of these years connect to one of the Greek gods that were there. And January represents a god known as Janus that has two faces, one facing forward, one facing backward. Maybe it was half of Brahmaji, one front and one back. And he liked this, that at the beginning of the year, we are supposed to look forward into what is in store and also reflect back in what has happened throughout. How did your desires get fulfilled? What exactly was gone wrong? And people make all types of resolutions, prayers in the new year. One guy came to Krishna and he prayed, "Oh God, let me have a fat bank account and a thin body coming year." And then he added, "But please don't mix it up like the last year." Because last year I prayed the same thing and I had a fat body and a very thin bank account. And there are also resolutions that, okay, I want to change myself, I want to improve myself. There are resolutions that I want to be myself. And we all want to take that leap where we improve in our life, where we grow towards success. And everybody has this question in mind: what is life really about? We all have been living life, and every economist, every motivational speaker, every guru has something to speak about, that life is about this. Life is about challenge, life is like this. Like one thinker, he says that for those who feel, life is a tragedy. And for those who think, life is a comedy. So if you feel too much in this world, then be assured that it will be a tragedy. And life is all about trying to achieve fun. I am sure many of you came here to have some fun. Maza aana chahiye, that I should be having some fun. And wherever we get fun easily, freely, we go there. But is fun free in this world? Except at ISKCON Chowparty. Everywhere else, any party you go, you need to pay some big money. There was some comedy show somewhere close by in Lower Parel, and the tickets start from 4,000 rupees for the 1.5 hour show. So therefore, although we want fun in life, we are all looking for fund. Okay, I want fun, but where will I get the funds to have that fun? And therefore, all the courses that we take and all the different things is only with this one aim. Jo bhi field mein, I can make funds, lot of funds, that field is okay for me. And to make fund, to earn funds, you need fun day. You need to know what are the fun days, what are the principles behind the working of that. And then only you will be able to make some fun. And if you have to live in Bombay, you need to know a lot of fun days. Usually when you come, initially you don't know much. Like if you want to be safe and go to the respective place where you want to go in a local train, there are a lot of local train ke fun day. And one of the fun days, you should, when you want to get down, you should stand at the right place, at the right time, in the right direction. Then only you will get down. And same goes if you want to get in, first ensure that you are standing just in the right place. And if you want to get prasadam in the temple, what are the fun day for that? Should I reveal? Those who didn't do that, you may get up and go to do that. You need, before you come inside, you need to collect a coupon. Everybody collected coupon here? If not, then you may get disappointed when you reach the prasadam counter. They will ask, coupon. But where is the coupon given? Usually it is not announced, but there is one somebody, people may not come close to Radha Gopinath to have their darshan, but everybody will go, please give me that coupon, that fun day. So therefore it is said, Sunday ho ya Monday, agar jeevan ke fun day nahi janoge, to roj kaoge dhande. That we need to know what are the principles on which life is based on. And this fun day will help us to grow in life. And all the these fun days that I have told you, and many more that are there, they may help us to make a living. But if you don't know the funda of life, what is life about, the last F that comes is the funeral. And what is the definition of funeral? Fun era lost. You can't anymore have any more fun after your funeral. You can't attend your own funeral. You are dead and gone. Once a florist, he sent a bouquet of flowers to one of his friends. And his friend had shifted his shop from one place to another place. So the florist sent this bouquet of flowers, and the bouquet of flowers there was a greeting, and the greeting read, deep condolences for the event that has happened. And because they were friends, he couldn't understand, I have shifted my shop, why is he sending me deep condolences? Did I shift to a wrong place? So he called up, my dear friend, why did you send this deep condolences message on shifting my shop? So the florist immediately realized, oh, there was a mix-up. I was supposed to send this one to a funeral. But looks like the guy who drops the things, he mixed it up. And then he started laughing. Because to the funeral, the message he sent was, welcome to your new location. So, before our location changes from this body to some other body, before that funeral happens, if we don't figure out the fun day, then we can't have fun. And for living for life, we may get many fun days from just reading many books, outside books. So therefore they call IQ is about critical thinking ability. And all of you must be wanting to get high IQ. And sometimes our IQ is so low that we may have to dig for it. Khod ke nikalna padega. But IQ doesn't help you to make a life. It may help you to make a living. But what in the temple, in ISKCON centers, what we try to help you with is SQ. And SQ is about crisis handling ability. So no matter how much critical thinking you have, at the times of crisis, if you don't have your spiritual quotient strong, you may freak out. Therefore, many times in MBA also, they try to teach this crisis management. There are many types of management, but one is crisis management. And one such fun day that we want to discuss today is about the time factor, or the, as I called it, unleash the power of now. Now recently, over last 50 years, this topic has gained lot of momentum, lot of weight. There are hundreds of books written about this topic. There are n number of speakers, thinkers that have tried to discuss this. And also a lot of scientists are trying to research what exactly goes on in the mind because of which we are not able to focus. And lo and behold, that technology of the mind is already discussed in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Vedic scriptures. And today we'll just present some of the tools so that we can actually unleash the power of now. So before that, let me try to see if all of you share the disease, share the problem. Because if you don't share the problem, how many of you here are here now? Kitne log yahan pe hai? Physically you are here, but mentally? Oh, okay. So, ever been to a class where your mind is not there? Ki aap baithe wahan pe and the teacher is looks like he is doing a lullaby. Neend aata hai. Once a student was sleeping in the class and the teacher woke him up. Come on, why are you sleeping? So the student said, sir, your voice is so sweet. Ye sunega to koi bhi so jayega. So the teacher counteracted him. Then why are the other students not sleeping? Baki log so nahi rahe, tum akela so raha hai. So then he said, the other students are not hearing you. They are not hearing you. Therefore, they are not sleeping. But because I am hearing you so nicely, neend aa gaya. And sote sote guzar jata hai semester. And then we wake up just before the exams. And then we, the night before the exam, we are in, God, only you can help me cross this ocean of exams. Once a teacher was trying to tell what you are supposed to write on the exam paper, on the answer sheet. So she told that what will you write the first thing on the exam sheet? Generally it is our name or roll number. But the student, he said, ma'am, I'll write a disclaimer. The disclaimer is, is sheet par likhe gaye koi bhi jawab kalpanik hai. Jiska koi bhi kitab se koi sambandh nahi hai. And we are so distracted during the exam, during the classes. I often tell, you know, when is the best time to study? When you are a student, it is right in the classroom. Because in the classroom, the teacher is teaching. And that time you space out. You are counting the crows outside the window. You are trying to WhatsApp. And then later, you try to figure out what exactly was that guy meaning. And then you go and ask so many friends. Really waste of time. But if you just focus, and if you are able to focus right then and there, then not much need to late. Of course, you always need to revise. But the first trouble starts with where you are not able to focus right then and there. It also happens that even in a conversation, especially on the phone, the other party has to keep telling, asking you, "Sun raha hai na? Are you hearing?" Then we say, yes, I am hearing, but we are doing something or other. So these thoughts that go on in our, this 10 centimeters distance or 20 centimeters distance is so deafening that we are hardly able to focus or think about what is actually of value. So thoughts are compared to like a Niagara Falls, when they are falling, the noise is so loud that you can't hear anything else. Sometimes you go to some Bharat and you hardly can hear, or some Visarjan, you hardly can hear anything. So thoughts are also so loud and so many thoughts going on that we are hardly able to hear. There was a lady that was living right next to Niagara Falls. Her name was Lady Margaret. And one night, she woke up. And when she woke up, she thought something is wrong. because there was no noise. Jo Niagara Falls ka noise hai, there was still. So she went out and checked, and that was the first time in the history in 1991 that the whole Niagara Falls froze. And because it froze, there was pin drop silence. And those who are used to noise, if there is silence, you can't sleep. I think in one old movie, Kamal Hassan's movie, Pushpak, he was so used to that slum noises that when he became a rich man, he couldn't sleep in that silence. So he goes, he records in the tape the noise of the honking and the all different things. Then he brings it and plays in his room, and in that he sleeps. So we are so used to distraction, distracting thoughts and thoughts going all over. When nothing else is there to think, or there is only one thing that is being told, then you start dozing off. And many times it seems that our mind is on an autopilot mode. वो अपना सुन ही नहीं रहा है, वो किसका सुन रहा है पता नहीं चल रहा है. वी वॉन्ट टू डू इट, वी वॉन्ट टू, वेन वी आर इन द प्रेरणा वी आर थिंकिंग अबाउट कॉलेज, एंड वेन वी आर इन कॉलेज वी आर थिंकिंग अबाउट प्रेरणा, वेन वी आर स्टडिंग अप्लाइड थर्मोडायनामिक्स वी आर थिंकिंग अबाउट कर्मण्येव आधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाच. And when we are reading Sarva Dharman Parityaja, then you remember your physics or whatever subject is there. So it seems that mind is not as its own play. And sometimes we have to request the mind, Are man, please, thoda mera help karo, please help me, at least during the time of exams. And among the thoughts that are constantly going on, there are basically three types of thoughts that are there. One is the past me. We are constantly thinking of the past me. I call it as the three me's. And this past me is saying that, why to do today work? Kal to New Year ka beginning hai. So I'll start from the new year. So the past me always keeps postponing, delaying. I'll do it later. And then the present me is cursing the past me. Kal itna khali samay tha, you could have done some, at least some subjects, some work. But now I got so much work to do. Although he is cursing, he himself is not getting into it. The present me. Like they say, Aaj kare so, kal kar. Kal kare so, parso. Itna bhi kya jaldi hai, jab pade hai, barso. So the present me also keeps postponing. And the future me is really angry at both the me's. Like it says, damn it, why are you two such lazy bums? Stop leaving me all the work. Sab kaam agar future ke liye chhod denge, the future we may keep bugging us. So therefore they say, work passes forward and complaints pass backward. And psychologists, I've tried to study this mind, that what exactly is happening in this mind. And there is one very famous talk about procrastination. You heard this talk by Tim Urban, one of the most famous TED Talks. So in that he presents a concept that who is actually steering our mind? Where does our mind focus on? Usually it is on things that are about fun and things that are easy. If you tell a child, you have to do this much, he won't do. But you have to tell him, it's fun and it is easy. Itna hi karo. Like every year we are told, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki, every year we are told that this year in your life is the most important year. You are in 10th now, you are in 11th, you are 12th, you are in this. And every year we keep saying, okay, this year I will struggle hard, but later life will be easy. So the instant gratification monkey, this monkey that's inside of us, so constantly looking for instant fulfillment. Abhi jo bhi maza aayega, I want that. I want to have it. But not everything that is fun and easy is good for us. And therefore there is another aspect in our mind that is known as the rational decision maker that keeps telling you, don't just go to fun and easy, but actually try to do that which is good for you in the long term. Just pacing out, just going and watching a movie may be fun and easy now, but if you have exams in 1 week, in 2 weeks, the rational decision maker will keep telling you, study first, study this. And there is a constant battle going on, and usually it is the instant gratification monkey that wins. And that many a times is, and the problem is that this monkey is never happy with same thing. It constantly wants change. Aaj isse maza aaya, kal, tomorrow I want something else. And the only thing that this instant gratification monkey is afraid of is what is known as the deadline or the panic monster. And whenever there is deadline, ek hafte mein exams hai. Now you wake up. Abhi uthte hai. Therefore it is said, what is the difference between a good student and a dull student? That the good student opens the books at the beginning of the semester. And the dull, he opens the books just before the semester, end of the semester. Ki abhi bhi naya khushbu jo hai book ka, abhi bhi aa raha hai. That means the books are still fresh. So only when there is a deadline, you wake up. And in panic, you try to study, you try to do this or that. But in that what happens? There is no quality work. It is only, like they call in Bombay, kaam chalao. Somehow you have to cross the border. And therefore, sometimes they feel proud that what is so great about getting 90%? The real battle is when you are at the border. And you are at the border, 40%, 35%, and you just cross the border. You are not on the other side, but you just cross the border. There is greater satisfaction. And procrastination is like a credit card. It's lot of fun till you get the bill. Bill aaye to fir, then you are worried. Or somebody gifted a calendar. And on the calendar there was a big quote. And the quote said, the dates in this calendar are closer than they appear. It's usually on the car shields, windshields. The objects in this mirror are closer than they appear. It may be dur hai, but actually they are quite close. Same thing, abhi lagega, 2 months are there, I'll study. You make a whole plan. But 2 months just pass like this and then you are there. Like when Nandgo Prabhu asked me, 2 weeks back, then I was already making this presentation for some other event and then I just reformatted it. And that time when I was sitting and working, some of the devotees came and said, Are, 2 hafte ke baad class hai. Why are you preparing now? I said that the topic is about now. And if I prepare later, if I procrastinate, will there be punch, will there be power in that presentation? I have to prepare now. And I've been practicing whatever the principles that I'm sharing. I also try to, they have helped me a lot, at least in the last 2 weeks, to be more focused and be more in the present. So what's stopping us? What is it that... not allowing us to do what we actually want to do? They're usually called as the BMW. This BMW is what is stopping you. Not a desire to get BMW, but BMW stands for blaming, mourning, and worrying. And these three take up so much of our mental energy, so much of our time, that we have hardly any energy left to think about what is right in front of us. When Jesus Christ was crucified, he was crucified amidst two other thieves, two other punishers. And same way, the present is many a times crucified between the past and the future. And we are so much caught up with the past, or so much worried about what will happen, ki results ka kya hoga, iske bare mein sochte hue, we don't focus on the what is in front of us. So this is a condition that I compare it to somebody who is a benga or a cocked eye, squinted, somebody who ek aankh idhar dekh raha hai, ek aankh idhar dekh raha hai. Now if any of you have squinted eye, there is no issue with that. But if one eye of yours is looking to the past and another eye is looking into the future, who will look in the present? And there is only one personality that can look in two different directions at the same time and still be not called as benga. He is Lord Narasimhadev. When Lord Narasimhadev was killing Hiranyakashipu, amazing story in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that time with one eye, Lord Narasimhadev was looking angrily at Hiranyakashipu, and with another eye, he was looking very affectionately towards Prahlad. But we don't have the ability that we can look in both directions, to the past and the present. And if one eye is in the history, that is the past, and one eye is in the mystery, that is the future, we are not able to relish what is present in front of us. And because of whatever has happened in the past, or you are worried, then both eyes are filled with tears. This also happened with Arjuna. Arjuna, when he was looking at the battlefield, all his friends and relatives standing in front of him, all the past good things that his grandfathers and teachers have done, and all the future that is about to come, the destruction that is about to come, he got so mortified, so perplexed with the situation, that the Bhagavad Gita explains that there were tears in the eyes of Arjuna. Ashrupurna Kulekshanam. And how many of you here have failed to focus in the past? You wanted to focus, but you couldn't focus. Anybody has that focus problem? How many of you here have failed in something in the past? And does it bother you? You couldn't get the rank you wanted, you couldn't get the person you wanted. And because of that, our eyes are filled with tears. And when there are tears in your eyes, can you see clearly? You can't see clearly. That is the very reason that why we are so disturbed, distracted. So therefore there is a nice quote that I read. That don't let the past blackmail your gifted present to ruin a beautiful future. Everyone has a gifted present here, and today we'll share some examples. And because you are so caught up with the past, that you are not able to look what is right there. And the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to wipe those tears that come either because of the past or because of the future. And it's not that after Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita, he stopped crying. When Abhimanyu, his son, was killed brutally, Arjuna was crying. And that time, Krishna was also crying. But I taught you so much, and now you are crying. But Arjuna was not crying because he was bewildered as before. He was crying now because of affection. He was missing his son dearly that did such a Herculean task, such a daring thing for protecting Dharma. And he was crying. So Arjuna just kept crying. But he actually took up the Gandiva bow and did something to save Dharma. So there is three parts to our presentation, that how do we deal with the past that has already happened. So there are three principles I would like to give, three sutras, which if you apply, then you will be able to deal much better with your past. Life is a school. And in a school you are supposed to learn. Once a father is asking his kid, not small kid, but someone like you, that why did you get so less marks? Itna kam kya mark kyun mila hai? Why are you going to the college? College kyun ja rahe ho? So the kid said, I am going to the college for Vidya. So I don't know which Vidya he meant. But he said, main Vidya ke liye ja raha hu college. So we are so much caught up that we are not able to forget what has happened. So therefore the first principle to deal with the past is that life is a school where you are meant to learn the lessons and not stay in the same classroom. Anybody is still studying fifth standard here? Panchvi pass koi hai idhar? Only in the fifth standard? No. We all learn our lessons, 40% ho sakta hai, 80% ho sakta hai, whatever, and then we move on. Same way, the first principle is, learn the lesson. It may be a good experience, it may be a bad experience, it may be a success, it may be a failure. Failure is only a failure when you fail to learn from it. But when you learn the lesson, then you become something greater, something better. So therefore, the first principle, first sutra to deal with the past is, learn from the past and move on. And the second is, in God we live. Now we learned the lesson, but that person who gave us the lesson, we are not able to forget him, forget that person. Usne mere saath aisa kyun kiya? Why did that guy do this to me? And I want to take revenge. I want that person to suffer the way I suffered. But Krishna or God is handling everyone's account here. Not your bank account, but your karma account. And let us leave to him what justice he does to each one of us. And people are only the instruments of the karma. They are not the doers. They are being used by the divine plan to get what we are supposed to get. So therefore, anybody who thinks that I can do something arrogant or something bad and I can escape, you can't escape. Like there was this Brazilian former president, he was just about to be elected, Tancredo Neves. He, before contesting elections, he made a claim. He said that if I get 5 million votes, even God cannot stop me from becoming the next president. And he got 5 million votes, as he expected. But the day before his swearing, he got severe fever and he died. And there was another pop singer, Cazuza. He, in one of his concerts, he lighted up a cigarette. And as he was taking the puff out, he claimed in the microphone, God, this is for you. Agarbatti nahi tha wo, cigarette tha. And within 2 years, this famous pop singer, he died out of lung cancer at the age of 32. So law of karma works for everyone, so we don't have to be worried that how will that guy get justice. You don't have to be that justice carrier. He will do, if there is some power that you are responsible, there is another thing, but in God we live, that everybody will get his quota. And then the third sutra is to cherish the good. That be grateful for all the things, bad or good, whatever has happened. There is always something good that you can take back. And cherish those good experiences, maybe from a yatra, from prerna, for everything. There is always a silver lining. And take that and cherish that. And that's what Krishna says, that when smriti brahmshat, when you forget about the good things that have happened with you, that's when you become, when you only remember the bad things, that's when you become very grudgeful instead of becoming grateful. So this is how we deal with the past. I call that as the LIC principle. Learn the lesson and move on. In God we live and cherish the good. And how do we deal with the future? Jo aage aane wala, there is so much worrying that goes on. And there is this famous www, that worldwide website. But our life is also seems to be a www. It starts with write. Kitna likhe hain? So much writing. And after writing all these papers, then we wait for the job. Wait. Sometimes it looks for eternity. Kab milega? Job. And then once you get the job, you are work. You're working. And then you are after wealth. Make money. And then it is wine. Or if it is males, woman. And then worry. And then weep. So this is the WWW that happens with our life. And so much worrying goes on. It seems that in a month the amount we worry, it will take 2 years to achieve that much. Do saal mein jitna kar sakte hain, wo ek mahine mein we keep worrying. And Shankaracharya has that famous verse. Where he says that, where is the time for anyone to think about God? He says that, balastavat krida sakta, tarunastavat taruni sakta, vriddastavat chinta sakta, kone parabrahmani nista. That in childhood you are filled with krida, sports. When you are young, taruna, you are after taruni. And in old age, so many worries, chinta sakta. But the shloka in today's Kali Yuga has changed a bit. Now the shloka is balastava chinta sakta. Bachpan se chinta chalu ho jata hai. Nursery kahan karunga main? And sometimes the parents are worried because some of the schools take interview of the parents before the child. And that is a worry. Balastava chinta sakta. And he carries this big load. And tarunastavat krida sakta. In youth, we are into sports. And vriddastavat taruni sakta. Aur budapa mein we are into all types of enjoyment, lust. So worry is something that makes a small thing a big shadow, like here. वो छोटा है, but when you worry too much, then it gives a big shadow. So how do we deal with worry? You don't separately sit and worry. If you any times think, वो worry चलते रहता है, constantly worrying. So therefore they say, replace worry with hurry. As we say, that Don't give your work time to God, but give your worry time to God. Anyway, you are worrying. Instead of worrying, replace that worry with hurry, because there is some solution, some hope with that. There is purification. And then in God we trust. That is the second sutra. That if I am working as per my best of the capacity, the law of karma will anyway give me the best. So we have trust in God's plan that He doesn't goof up our accounts. Somebody else was supposed to pass and you pass, or you are supposed to get that job, somebody else gets. Everybody is getting, so therefore all we need to focus is right now, present. Therefore in God we trust. This is the claim that every American dollar has. In God we trust. So this way we will be able to. And the third principle is that if you are really worried about something, then plan it out. Now I generally give the example of, say you want to eat a watermelon. Karbuja samne. You can't keep seeing it. Isko kaise khaunga main? You can't keep worrying about it. Nor can you just try to eat the whole thing at once. I never seen somebody just take the whole karbuja and try to eat. You can't eat. Sometimes there are these burgers that are like this big and the mouth is this much. And you try to open and eat the whole thing. So whenever you have to do something that is bigger than you, then the third sutra by which we can deal with that anxiety is plan realistically. But for an ideal, for a purpose. Have planning for the right thing, for some good ideal. But also plan realistically as per your capacity. If you can only walk 2 kilometers per day, start early. Don't keep worrying how will I cross 20 kilometers. Like they say, every journey starts with a step. So plan accordingly and then slowly and for sure you will be able to get what you are planning. But because we are so worried and so disturbed, and that, like I said, balastavat chinta asakta. But right from childhood, there is so much anxiety. And now there are so many diseases, mental disorders that are starting right from the childhood. One of the famous is known as ADHD. Heard of this? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That so much attention, there is hardly an attention span. You can only focus for 2 seconds. And within 2 seconds you can't catch him. Therefore the ads nowadays you see, so it's bombarded. Earlier we used to have those Nirma ads. Slow and steady. But now it has to be really graphic. Because then only the mind can catch. And studies is not always very dynamic. And that's where you can't apply, those who have this issue can't focus on anything, can't achieve. And they are too hyperactive. And it is not just among the kids. This hyperactivity doesn't just result in being restless. Many a time this hyperactivity also leads to something that I want to show you, a video. Can we switch off the lights? We can see this video. Very important video. You may all relate with this. उसमें आ रहा है
चिराग
हाय मॉर्निंग
ब्रेकफास्ट इज इट
वी हैव टू वेट फॉर सम टाइम Okay, so we'll watch that video once the projector is on. So the whole, this was a video about depression, and Today, depression, according to WHO, is one of the biggest mental illnesses that are facing. And as per the WHO, India is number one in the most depressed countries of the world. Now, you may laugh about it, but that is what the statistics are. There is 35% depression rate in India. And not just we top in depression, we also top in anxiety and we top in suicide rate, especially among youth. So why is this happening? And we may say that, come on, we always heard that the West is, they don't have any mental stability, therefore there is issue. But the disease is shifting to India and India now tops in this depression. Okay, let's watch this. Then I'll continue the lesson that is there.
Chirag.
Hey.
Hi.
Morning.
Breakfast, is it?
Mm. Sissy.
Mm.
Fresh.
Very good. Very good.
I'm going to stop throwing these parties as well. Super boring for me. Huh? Somebody likes Thai, somebody doesn't like Indian. I'm like, it's endless. How's it going with you?
It's good. Going good.
Love this bhai. Man nahi karta office jaane ka, seriously.
Look, I know you're not fine. I know something's bothering you, okay? You can't talk
to me. I'm fine. You okay, no?
Dada, there's something going on.
कुछ भी नहीं है, ऐसा तो कुछ भी नहीं, गाड़ी भी रोक रहे
हैं। तो फिर क्या? What you not telling me? Nothing? What is it? Tomboys, like you know, manly girls. You're not a manly girl. Really?
क्या चल रहा है अंदर?
मुझे दिख रहा है यू कैन टॉक टू मी चिराग
आर यू ओके
बता दे बताने से दिल हल्का होता है
टॉक टू मी नथिंग टू टॉक अबाउट कैन टॉक अबाउट दिस व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन What's up?
Depression. तभी पांव आकर बैठ जाते हैं हमारे अंदर चुपचाप अंधेरे के सुकून में चलो उसे जाने पहचाने हल्की सी भी कोई नजर छुपाए तो देखें दोबारा थोड़ा सा भी कोई डगमगाए तो थामें दोबारा जरा सा भी कुछ सही ना लगे तो पूछें दोबारा चुनौ सेव लव लाभ फाउंडेशन डॉट ऑर्ग। परवा है तो दोबारा पूछो।
सो दिस इज हेडेड बाय दीपिका पादुकोने एंड शी एक्सप्रेस ओपनली, आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी एवर अवेयर अबाउट, शी वॉज द वन हु स्टार्टेड दिस फाउंडेशन एंड एट द हाइट्स ऑफ हर करियर शी एक्सपीरियंस डिप्रेशन। नाउ शी इज ऑल सक्सेस, शी टेल्स इन हर इंटरव्यू दैट शी इज हैविंग अ कॉन्क्लेव एंड शी हैज टू गो एंड टेल हाउ टू बिकम नंबर वन, एंड हियर हर सेल्फ शी इज नंबर वन बट शी इज फीलिंग टोटली लोनली एंड एम्प्टी इन हर हार्ट। सो डिप्रेशन हैज नथिंग टू डू विथ हाउ मच यू हैव अचीव्ड, बट इट इज हाउ वेल यू आर एबल टू take control of your inner surroundings. So if you want to deal with this depression, and I know so many of the students that go through this, and why is it that India is top one in depression? It's not that in the West there is no depression, but when they do get depression, they take some pills, at least they take some temporary solution. Of course that worsens the situation. But in India, we have so much taboo about taking any psychiatric help, and we also don't take any spiritual help. So, na ghar ka, na ghat ka. So, we don't take any spiritual help. We think that this Gita, everything is not important. And when crisis has come, when we start feeling lonely, you think, what is the use of my life? Although you may be achieving so much, but this loneliness really eats us up. And that's when we are not able to focus. So dealing with the past is LIC, learn the lesson, in God we live and cherish the good. And dealing with the future is, I call it RIP, not rest in peace, but replace worry with hurry, and in God we trust. And then P is, what was P? Plan real for an ideal. And now we come to the main topic of today, that okay, we have dealt with both of them, but how do I deal with now? And I'm going to give you some principles, but before that we have to understand how does our mind work. And we are all told to concentrate. How many of your parents tell you, concentrate on your studies? Sab bolte hai na? But can you do something that you are not trained about? Agar aapko training nahi mila hai, samosa banao. Lekin kaisa banane ka? Aur kabhi banaya nahi. So everybody talks about concentration, be in the now, but there is no training that is given, there is no education that is given. All you are asked to do is just concentrate. And there is no course that is available, there is no course that is available that talks about the mind. But the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedic scriptures talk about this, that how do you actually develop that power of concentration, that being in the power of now. And any successful person, either it be a cricketer or anyone, they are the ones that are able to focus in the now, either on that ball or on that project. And therefore, there is a powerful principle that is known as the law of practice. And this law of practice is a key solution for being in the now, that anything, if you want to be good at it, we need to practice. There has been no one that can go and play at the national level without practicing. Everything needs practice, even doing any aspect of our life. So now I'm going to do a demonstration that I'll explain how the mind works, what exactly happens. And this awareness that we all are gifted with is like a ball of light. And can we have the lights off? Because we actually have a ball of light. Somebody needs to switch off that light also, because we need total blackout here. Only the AC and the projector should be on. don't switch off the projector, maybe you can put the thing. This light. Can I get the ball of light? So this ball of light, you are able to see, you may not be able to see me, but you may, somebody can close. So this ball of light is your awareness. And this dark room that we are currently now is your mind. We don't know what, there is conscious mind, there is subconscious mind. So what is a conscious mind? When this ball of light goes to some thought, goes to some place, say when you are watching a movie. When you are watching a movie, that director is directing your awareness to the scary part of your mind and then to the humorous part of your mind. Or when this awareness goes to your past, it is going to the past part of your brain. And wherever this awareness goes, that's what you are thinking about, that's what is in your mind. And now I just want to do, I need a mic, a cordless mic. I'm going to pass this ball of awareness to some of you, and I'm going to chant the Hare Krishna. We are all going to chant the Hare Krishna mantra once, and wherever the Hare Krishna mantra stops, that is where the awareness for this room stops. And I'll ask you something. So along with the ball of awareness, I'll also send the mic back. So please also pass on the mic. So you're all with me? Nobody's sleeping, right? So we'll start with Vallabh Chaitanyapu, and he can start passing on. And please chant loudly or medium Hare Krishna mantra. Just a minute. So just like your awareness is not linear, वो कहीं पे भी जाता है. So therefore the rule is that when you are passing the ball of awareness, it should not follow any pattern. मतलब आगे से मिला तो पीछे ही देना, ऐसा नहीं है. आपका मन जैसा भागता इधर उधर, that way don't follow any pattern and just. So let us chant this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Stop. So, can you get the mic? What's your name?
Rohil.
So, our awareness has stopped there. Can you tell what is the, that you can share in the public forum? Some thought that you have today, or that something that is bothering you. Koi bhi. Is it not publicly shareable? Some thought that you have.
How will the next year be?
Probably? How will the next year be? That is the thought that is going on. Okay, let's restart. You start from there and we'll chant the Hare Krishna mantra again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Stop. Can the mic be given to the ball of light? Can the ball of light be at top so that we can know? Can the mic be given there?
Yes.
Can you tell me one of the thought that has been bothering you or you are thinking about?
No, I am not bothering.
Something, not bothering, whatever. Like on the Facebook it said, what's on your mind? So what's on your mind?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, psychologists say that is one of the most favorite spots of men, nothing box. Okay, let's restart again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Stop. So who is the gentleman? Can you tell your name and
Mike.
What's on your mind, like Facebook? Put the light up? Yeah. We are not able to see. Yeah.
My name is Abhishit Bhambure.
Yes.
And
what's on your mind?
Yeah. What will be the menu in the prasad?
Okay. I think I think let's stop the exercise now and we can switch on the lights. And can the ball of light be passed back? So can the ball of light, and also the mic, please give back the mic. So now, only 2-3 of you got the chance, but now let me do what I call as hypnotism. Hope nobody goes out. So I want all of you to close your eyes and sit straight. Breathe very slowly but deeply. And as you are breathing slowly and deeply, become aware of the floor you are sitting on. Is it cold or is it hot? And as you are sitting on the floor, become aware of the AC that is slowly giving you breeze, cold breeze. And as you are aware of the AC, become aware of this room that you are sitting in, this temple hall. And now, I want your awareness to shift from this room and go to a place that you have recently been. Maybe a wedding that you recently attended. Where was that wedding? Please be aware, as I'm speaking, try to visualize this. Where was that wedding? Was it at the night or was it in the morning? What was the menu in the wedding? Did the bride wear the clothes that you appreciate or not? Whom did you meet there? And now, I want your awareness to shift to one of the insults that were done to you by somebody very close to you. What was the insult that this person did? Was it really bad? Was there some truth to that insult? And how did you really feel about that insult that your friend did? Are you able to forgive him? And now I want your awareness to come back to this room and again become conscious of the floor you are sitting, the AC that is on, the breathing that you are doing, and the voice that you are hearing. And now I request you to open your eyes. So what did I do? That's what is called as hypnotism. It is guided awareness where your awareness, your ball of light. Now in the human form of life, this awareness is big. But an animal or a plant, the awareness of it is so covered that it is hardly able to be aware as much as we can. But in this human form of life, you have the greatest potential to be aware of the right thing and increase the potential. And that's what is the power of now. When you focus on the present, this ball of awareness actually increases. And when the lights were switch off, only wherever this ball of awareness went, only that part was lighted. But when these lights are on, these lights are like the light of Krishna consciousness. It is not just that we are aware, but we are taking help of the scriptures, the light of the scriptures, that is making us aware of the entire gamut, and then we are able to make proper decisions. And when someone else is directing your awareness, say a director of a movie, or a preacher, or a TV, that's what is called as distraction. Where your awareness is controlled by someone else. Someone else becomes remote control of your awareness. And in such a scenario, when you don't have any control on your awareness, How can you focus on the now? You can't. Because first you need to take control. And the sad state is that we have never practiced, nor trained, nor educated in this art of unwavering focus that we can do. And today I want to just give you some principles at how you can focus in the now, in the power of now. And with that principles, we'll leave you for an excellent dinner. As somebody was saying that, I'm thinking of the dinner. So, of course hypnotism is more deeper, and I didn't know what the results will be. Somebody will be able to come back or not, stay at the insult, stay at the day wedding. So therefore, research says that multitasking doesn't work and doesn't exist. Your awareness, you may be doing many things, but at a time you can be only aware of one thing. So therefore it is said, the better you do one thing at a time, concentrate on doing one thing at a time, rather than trying to do n number of things, because the results will be mediocre. You will neither be good at that or good at this. And technology, if it is used by us, it can be a great help. Like this, there is no electric things that are there. Some of our devotees made this. But when technology is using us, when a mobile, as soon as the buzz comes, as soon as the voice comes, your awareness immediately shifts there. Oh master, how can I serve you? I am at your command. So name it technology or TV, cinema or anything. First we need to take control of our awareness. And how do you do that? I am going to share you that there are two groups that exist in this world. One group, before that let me ask, how many of you here want to make some difference in the world? As Steve Jobs says, my goal is to make a dent in the universe. We all want to make a difference, not at least to the world, at least to your own life. But although we want to do, each one of us here will face challenges, will face difficulties. And when difficulties, challenges, obstacles come, then what do we do? Do we fight that out or we just leave it? We think, okay, I am the victim of the situations. Like I can tell you one episode from my life. When I was in 12th and studying for my IIT JEE exams, I believe exams were in April, and in March there was a epidemic in our town where I was staying. There was a malaria epidemic, and this malaria epidemic, everyone one by one was falling down, becoming sick. Hospitals were full. And my family also started falling down to malaria. First my father, then my mother, then my brother, and I had exams. The two IIT exam. And if you just accept that, oh, I am the victim of the situation, what can I do? Excuses everyone can give. These are the things because of which I couldn't achieve. But in such a situation, are we willing to fight it out? And when you are willing to fight it out, be stable. That's what I call as SQ, is about crisis handling situation. Not everything will be perfect the way you think. Your family, your health. But when crisis comes, how are you able to handle? So therefore there are two groups that are there. The group A is victor, those who fight it out because of the power of now, and those who are the victim. And all of you, by the power of now, you can be in group A and shift from group B. I'll share some 2-3 stories with you about this power. There was this Percy Spencer. When he was 18 months old, his father died. And when his father died, then his mother couldn't take care of him. So she gave Percy Spencer to her uncle and aunt to raise. And at the age of 7, the uncle died. So first the father died when he was 18 months old, and when later 7 years old, his uncle died. And at age of 12, this boy, Spencer, he dropped out of high school and he was working in the mill from dusk to dawn. But he was a highly motivated and driven person. And then when in the 1939, when the war broke out, World War II, he got himself a job in the radar and radiation labs that was making weapons for the Allied forces in against the Nazis. And once when he went to his lab, he carried a chocolate bar, and it was in his nice new suit that he was wearing. And as he was working in the lab, he started feeling a warm sensation in his pocket. And soon the warm sensation became a wet sensation. And soon that wet sensation became a liquid sensation. And in front of him, all the chocolate that was there in his pocket started oozing out like a river, and his new suit became totally dirty. At that time, what did he do? Did he start cursing? First my father died, then my uncle died, and now this chocolate is melting. What's happening? He didn't just curse and saw himself as a victim, but he thought that there is some purpose behind what is happening. There is some potential that I am not able to see that is happening with me. There is some power behind this. It is not an accident or a chance. And then he deeply started thinking, and 5 years later, he was one of the instruments to invent microwave that was helpful in making so many weapons and other things. Now we have this of course the health hazards are there. But when chocolate melts, or when chocolate is thrown upon you, when something happens, do you just become a victim? Just start blaming who kept that chocolate in my bag or in my pocket? Or do you try to see some purpose behind that? What is the purpose for which this has happened? There must be some purpose. And when you are able to tap into the purpose, potential and the power behind everything that is happening now, then you are able to come into the victor group, not the victim group. I want to tell you another story of a fable. Once a villager, he was having 2 pots. And on a pole, he used to carry these 2 pots to the river and bring back the water. But one pot had no holes and another one had a hole. And every day when the pots used to come back, the crack pot, the pot that had a crack, used to feel itself as a loser. What did I do anything for my master? He carried me so long, but because of my hole, because of my crack, all the water just leaked out. What is left is some few drops of water. And here see that full pot, the water is as it is. And after 6 years, this crack pot started talking to it's a fable, it's not a real story, it's a fable. Oh master, why are you continuing to carry me? What purpose did you achieve? I am a loser. I am good for nothing. Better just dump me, or I dump myself. And that time this villager, he said that I knew you had holes. And tomorrow, when we come back to the home, you just look outside what has happened on your side. And next day when the crackpot looked outside, the side that was being carried him, that side was filled with flowers. And the master told that I knew you had holes. I knew you had weaknesses. But that weakness I made into a strength. I planted flower seeds on your side so that as you come by, in 6 years there is such beautiful flowers that have been growing. So we all have lackings, drawbacks, weaknesses that we face. But if we are in the right guidance, those same weaknesses can turn into a great purpose. Either we can see that purpose behind the crack that is there, or the perfect guide like Srila Prabhupada or our Acharyas or Lord Krishna can see how this crack can be utilized. And when we are able to see the purpose behind the crack, the potential and the power, then, and therefore psychologists call this as the purpose-driven life. If your life is driven by purpose, then you are able to accept everything for that purpose. You are able to be in the now. But when your life lacks a purpose, why is there so much depression rate, especially in India? Because the purpose has become mainly to earn, fund or fun. But there is a greater purpose beyond that. Because these things, even the best of the film stars, they get, but they are not happy. They don't fulfill us. In Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, there was a research done. They had taken 900 seniors. Seniors means somebody who has above the age of 50-55. And they gave them a sheet to fill up. And this was different questions about purpose. That how do you see your purpose, different questions. And then they rated them. And for the next 7 years, these seniors were tracked. Where all do they go? What all do they do? And this research says that those seniors, now senior means everything is done in their life. Whatever they wanted to achieve, they have achieved. Their family has already left them. They are lonely. They have a lot of money. So all the things that we want to have, money, success, all of them already have. But still, after achieving all this, when they still had that purpose strong in their life, they were less susceptible to any of the mental ailments. Alzheimer's disease, depression. But those who lack purpose, say you are going on a road, if your purpose is not strong, every pothole will bother you. But when your purpose is strong, hell or high water, I have to reach there. So, we'll watch another video now. Can the lights be off? Sound? The sound is become silent. So we'll skip this video. Please switch on the lights. So let me tell you another story. So this person is Viktor Frankl. He was one of the most famous psychoneurologists that existed then. And he was in Vienna, Austria. And at that time he was a Jewish psychologist, psychiatrist. And his whole family was captured by the Nazis. And when his family was captured, his parents, his wife, his pregnant wife, within 3 years, they killed all of them except him. And after the World War happened, he finally came out of this concentration camp. And when he came out of this concentration camp, he wrote a book. And that book name is this Man's Search for Meaning. And in that book he writes that when purpose is strong, even when you face very tormenting situations, torturous situations, those whose purpose is strong, they are able to withstand them. But when the meaning is not strong, then you die in that place. And this book, Man's Search for Meaning, became one of the best-selling of US Library of Congress. In 1991, it named as one of the most sold and highly motivational books ever in the history of mankind. And it is only, was written only in 9 days. But it talks about when there is purpose, a strong purpose, a strong motivation, then we are able to overcome that. And that video which I was showing, it's a famous video about the present, how this kid, he is not able to see the gifts that he has got, only is trying to see the lacuna that is there. Once a beggar, he was sitting and begging with his base cap, please give some coins. And one man came and asked him, you are sitting on this box, have you ever opened this box and saw in what is inside? This man said, there is nothing inside. I have been sitting on this bench, on this box, for n number of years. And said, why don't you look inside? Said, what is the use? But because he was insisting, he opened the box. When he opened the box, to his great surprise, that box was filled with gold. So he was sitting on the box of gold, but he was begging for few pennies. Same way, that power, that purpose that is there, is lying within. But because we are not able to tap that, through that power, we are just trying to get some motivation from different sources. But the scriptures, what they do, is they try to bring out that which is already within. When Mahatma Gandhi, when he was in Africa, South Africa, once he was thrown out of the train. Although he was having the first class pass, he was thrown out of the train. So when he was thrown out of the train, he didn't become a victim. That why did the chocolate melt? He started thinking that if this is the situation here in Africa, what is the situation in India that all the Indians are facing? And then he came back and he started and this whole non-violence cooperation. And his funda was Ahimsa and Satyagraha. Some principles by which he stuck to, which he believed in, and he achieved the purpose. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki. And same way with Mother Teresa, that once she was a teacher at Calcutta in one of the convents, and once when she was passing by, she saw an old man, his body was filled with worms, literally every part of the body was filled with worms, and she became so compassionate that she started removing worm one by one. And this man said, there is no use of removing these worms because I am going to die. And she said, but how can I leave you like this? Let me help whatever I can. And this man obviously died. But as he was dying, he said that when I was living, I saw death. But when I am dying in the lap of somebody who is wanting to do good to me. And then she came to the convent and she told the headmaster that I can't teach anymore. When there is so much suffering that is going on, I can't teach anymore. I want to do social service. And the headmaster said, to do social service is not easy, especially for a lady like you. You are in another country and you need so much money and men. But she said, this is my purpose for which I think I am getting the biggest fulfillment, so I am leaving. And it said she just left with 5 rupees in her hand and a book, a holy book. And because the purpose was strong, although so many times doubts haunted her, ultimately she achieved what she wanted to do. So when the purpose is something bigger than us, not just selfish, but something bigger, then we are highly motivated. And same way Srila Prabhupada, very surprising, Mother Teresa came from the West to Calcutta and tried to save somebody who was suffering in Calcutta. But Srila Prabhupada was born in Calcutta. And he was feeling for those suffering people, that not because of physical ailments, not because of anything else, but because of lacking connection with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West. He also hardly having any money, just Srimad Bhagavatam and some 40 rupees which he never even used. And with this, he tried to help and save, and that is the reason that why we are here. We are here because somebody saw hope in us, somebody saw purpose, that this is the purpose for which I want to give my life to. And to achieve our purpose, it's not easy. We want life to be like a exponential function. Bas, upar ja hi raha hai. But often life is like a sine wave or a very curvy graph. Abhi aur kitna chadu? How much should I climb? And in every situation, if you are not able to see what is the purpose for which God has put me into this situation, then we will not be able to see that. That now is the time, the only moment that you have is now. I cannot postpone this. Let me try to do what I can do now. Therefore it is said, the moment you realize that you are finally dying, you start living. This was the quote that Steve Jobs said, that when he faced death, he knew that I don't have much time. So when I don't have much time, why should I waste it living someone else's dreams? Let me try to fulfill what my purpose is. So this aspect of being aware of the deadline, when we are going to be dead, actually helps us to start to live currently. That's what this whole Srimad Bhagavatam explains, that at the most greatest hour of need, Parikshit Maharaj, he finally took to that process by which he wanted to do. I will watch another short video. This is about time. We don't have much time. Just 5 minutes, we are winding it up. Volume. Volume.
First 15 years.
Okay, I'll restart it.
These are roughly 28,835 jelly beans. I counted out 500 of them and used those to weigh the rest. In this pile, there's one jelly bean for each day that the average American will live. You might have more beans in your life, or maybe less, but on average, this is the time we have. Here's a single bean. It's your very first day. A special day, but kind of a rough day on everyone involved. Add 364 more and you have the first year of your life. Now, for a sense of scale, here are your first 15 years, 5,475 days, which brings us to the threshold of adulthood, and at that moment, this is the time that we have left. And this is, on average, what we will do with all that time. We will be asleep for a total of 8,477 days. If we're lucky, some of that time we'll be sleeping next to someone we love. We will be in the process of eating, drinking, or preparing food for 1,635 days. We'll be at work, hopefully doing something satisfying, for the equivalent of 3,202 of those days. 1,099 days will be spent commuting or traveling from one place to another. Maybe a little bit more if you live in LA. On average, we will watch television in one form or another for a total of 2,676 days. Household activities, like chores and tending to our pets and shopping, will take another 1,576 days. And we will care for the needs and well-being of others, our friends and family, for 564 days. We'll spend 671 days bathing, grooming, and doing all other bathroom-related activities. And another 720 days will go to community activities, like religious and civic duties, charities, and taking classes. After we remove all those beans, this is what remains. This is the time that we have left. Time for laughing, swimming, making art, going on hikes, text messages, reading, checking Facebook, playing softball, maybe even teaching yourself how to play the guitar. So what are you going to do with this time? How much of it do you think you've already used up? If you only had half of it, what would you do differently? What about half of that? How much time have you already spent worrying instead of doing something that you love? What if you just had one more day? What are you going to do today?
So, we don't have much time left. Now also and in life also. And we need to be conscious of the power of now and utilize that God has given, what opportunity has given to remember Him, to chant His names. And there is all these temptations, the future self and the current self is trying to fight out. And we may try to resist these temptations, like the story of the Odysseus in Trojan War, where he tries to resist his temptation by tying himself. But when we are motivated by a purpose for God, like Hanumanji, he also faced a lot of temptations when he was crossing. But because of the strong motivation to serve Lord, he could cross over all the obstacles. So therefore, life is not easy. No one becomes an overnight success. There's only very few cases. Arshad Khan from Pakistan, a chai wala. And somebody just took a photo of him, put it onto Facebook, social media, and became so famous that in the next version, version 1.01, he was a big model. But life doesn't happen like this, like the story of Messi, Lionel Messi. When he was a child, he had this growth hormone disorder because of which the doctor said that he can't grow up. He'll be a dwarf. And dwarfs can't play football. But because he was highly motivated, he kept playing. And that same dwarfness that he had became his greatest blessing. You can see what is his height compared to other football players. Because one of his greatest strengths is that nobody can stop him. He dodges because of his less height. The football players try to stop him, but he just goes beneath them. So what was his weakness because of the strong purpose motivation he had? And he says one of his articles that it takes 17 years of hard work to become an overnight success. So this is version 17.0, that you don't become an overnight success, but it takes a lot of hard work in spite of having either a spiritual or a material purpose. Therefore, if you want to live a happy life, tied to a goal, not to people or things. Can anyone guess which is the company, this Trafford Data? This was started by Bill Gates and it was a big failure. But he learned from that and then he founded with Paul Allen, Microsoft. Google started here in a garage. Harley Davidson started in a small shop. But when they work hard towards their purpose, being in the now, what can they do in this situation? They grew. And something from our own place, Amul, while others were complaining about demonetization, Amul opened 54 lakh bank accounts for all the milkmen and started paying them online. Therefore, you can't change the situation, especially demonetization, but you can only change yourself. So don't try to adjust the situation, but adjust yourself to the situation and grow hard. So now we'll just finally see what Srila Prabhupada has to say, how much time it takes. Again, can we have the lights off? This is the last video for the day. Very powerful video of Srila Prabhupada, just 2 minutes.
We have been here again, many lifetimes performing sinful activities. So is it possible to counteract all those sinful activities in one lifetime, or does it require many
1 minute. That is Krishna consciousness movement. 1 minute. You are not reading Bhagavad Gita? What Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja aṅta sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayāmi. You surrender unto me, give up your all business, I will give you relief from all sinful reaction, immediate. It requires 1 minute.
So it only takes 1 minute to achieve success in spiritual life, to become Krishna conscious. The famous example is that of Katvanga Maharaj. When he came to know that he is going to die, in a moment he took shelter of Krishna, and the power of now is that power of remembering Krishna now is that you immediately achieve success. So you can be overnight success in Krishna consciousness, but you have to keep that ball of awareness in your control and finally under the control of Krishna. So this is the last quote by Srila Prabhupada. In conclusion to your letter, you have asked as to where is the ocean of love. Hemavati Mataji, she had asked Prabhupada, and Prabhupada replies, and I think that you may know that it is in your heart. The story I told you about the box, the golden box. So the ocean of love is there in our heart, but you are trying to search everywhere. And the process of Krishna consciousness is to revive it in the moments that you have now. So in summary, what did we learn today? That if you want to be in the power, in the now, you have to avoid procrastination. How do you avoid procrastination? We don't realize that we don't have much time. So practice, the law of practice. That the more you practice trying to bring back the awareness under your control at the lotus feet of Krishna, the more you will be in the moment. Breathe the here and now, try to be in the present, and the best way to do is, whenever your mind goes everywhere, just try to become aware of your breathing, and that way, that's a powerful way to bring your mind here, and then you focus either on the studies or on the mantra. So gratefully be aware of the purpose, that the purpose for which the human life is there. It is not just to wander, but there is a great purpose for which it is there. And concentration on one thing, don't try to do multitasking. Concentrate on one thing and you will achieve great results. And chanting helps us to get steady power. We ourselves can't bring back the mind. The process of chanting helps us because Krishna is the Rishikesh, the master of the senses. So he helps us to bring back. So we gain steady power. And develop clean hygiene so that you are blaming, mourning and worrying goes off. When there is dirtiness, then there is disease. But when there is cleanliness, then there is health. So taking up Krishna consciousness unleashes your potential. So these are the five principles. And realize you don't have much time. Practice the right things. Understand what is the purpose of human life. And the power that chanting can give you. And the potential that is awaiting you. And the three lifelines towards success and satisfaction, I just put it as a rhyme. Learn from the past with gratitude, don't hold any grudge. Live the present towards your purpose. Try to connect the present to the purpose for which you are living. And love the future with faith in God. That if we have faith in God and we are working towards the right, our destination is beyond this world, out of this world. So with that, I thank you all very much for your kind attendance and patience.
in trying to hear this small presentation on unleash the power of man. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we are indeed grateful to Braj Mahan Prabhu for his wonderful presentation, especially giving the basic fundamentals with nice videos and demonstration. It was really enlivening, enlightening also. So let us thank him by loudly chanting three times. So if anyone has one question, we can take one question. Otherwise we can proceed. Okay, we can pass the mic. Yeah.
Sir, I am concerned about Krishna's love with
Radha. What's your concern? Does he love you?
Pardon?
What's your concern?
मैं मतलब जानना चाहता हूँ कि कृष्णा भगवान और राधा मात से प्यार के बारे में.
ग्रेट, दैट्स व्हाट प्रभुपाद वाज सेइंग, दैट ओशन ऑफ लव फॉर गॉड, फॉर कृष्णा इज राइट देयर इन द हार्ट, बट नाउ वी आर सो डिस्ट्रैक्टेड इन द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड, वी आर नॉट एबल टू फोकस. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डेवलप दैट लव, कृष्णा सेज मैया आसक्त मना पार्थ, दैट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डेवलप asakti, prema for me, you should touch runu, you should start hearing. And that's the purpose for which we have prerna classes, that by hearing about God, we start developing that love for God. It is already there, but it gets revived. Okay? So, thank you all very much for your kind patience and attendance. And keep coming for the prerna festivals, and you'll have much greater speakers. I just try to do some part to do justice to this important topic. Hare Krishna.
So Hare Krishna, we would like to thank our esteemed guests today. We have with us Mr. and Mrs. Ayers, Mr. and Mrs. Dighe, Mr. Shivraman, Mr. Archana Bhagwat, Mrs. Mary Fleming and other esteemed guests. So we are very grateful for your time, and we would like that you keep coming here. So let us welcome them by loudly chanting three times. Also, we would like to welcome the newcomers, those who have come for prerna for first time, and even who has come for first time for this prerna, we request them to kindly stand up on their place. You are outstanding people, please stand up. So, this is a very wonderful